We hear that Carol Fry has got straight onto the coach. You're providing the post-match interview. Stephen, just sum up the mood in the changing room after that display. 5-0, and if not for you, it would have been even worse.
I don't know where to start, really. As you could imagine, the lads are lower than I think they could ever be in their careers right now. I feel numb. I know a few players aren't able to speak after the game. It's a position I've not been before, and yeah, that's all I can say on the matter right now.
After Saturday's FA Cup defeat, the last thing you needed as a team was to come here and get trounced 5-0.
Yeah, of course, and let's be honest, it could have been more at Colchester as well. I mean, 1-0, I take responsibility for the second goal. If I don't come for that and we go in at 1-0, we have a better chance coming out. Two set pieces again, not good enough. I'm sure they had 70% possession first half. We couldn't get near them. And yeah, that was it really, first half. Second half, they were confident. They were at home, their fans were behind them, and you could see they played with confidence, and we gave them another 3 goals, simple as.
It was almost like a game of attack and defence, wasn't it, really? And it's very fair of you to claim responsibility for the second goal. You tried to flick the ball away. It was unfortunate where it landed. They responded and made it 2-0. Let's be honest, though. From your point of view, standing in the penalty area, there was very little going the other way. There was very little in the way of cohesion, in the way of attacking play. The Addicts rarely threatened as an attacking force, and that must have been so disappointing for the travelling fans to witness.
Yeah, I don't think we had our first shot till the 92nd minute. And
it's not good enough, is it?
No, it's not good enough. It's embarrassing, really. Publicly, I'd like to apologise to our travelling fans. I know they won't think I mean it, but the real fans will know that I genuinely want to apologise for that shocking performance tonight.
You say it was a shocking performance. How can things change, in your opinion, in terms of the dressing room, in terms of what the players think? Does there have to be a change now, a drastic change made?
Yeah, without a doubt. Good question. I don't know what to say to that, because I'm in a position now where I'm not too sure what's going on. I'll need to get on the coach to see what's happening. It's still a bit like I'm numb at the minute, because I just can't believe we're getting done like that at Huddersfield. No disrespect to Huddersfield, but we can't be losing 5-0 to Huddersfield. We just can't.
It's the first Charlton game I've seen this season, and it's very easy with just a brief snapshot to draw all the wrong conclusions. But it didn't look to me as though you are a team very short of confidence.
Yeah, we are. And there's been a lot of changes, personnel changes. We haven't really had a... In fairness, that was our strongest 11 we had out tonight in the squad. We had everyone back fit. We've no excuses at all. Jordan Cousins, who's a massive player for us. He's hopefully back for Saturday. But other than that, we had a very strong, what I feel, a strong squad going into tonight's game. And we didn't touch the ball first half. We ran about, we tried, but they were just far superior on the night.